PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions. My name is Mark Baratelli. I am the editor of the Daily City. All of my opinions are my own. They do not reflect the opinions of the Daily City because that is trying to be business and this is trying to be who I really am. If you are new to the show, I talk smack about local businesses, city officials, anything local, but mostly I talk smack about myself. And we're not here to bring people down. We're just here to, you know, keep it real. Keep it real. Story number one, I went to Swan City Bagels. This is a new business in, I don't know where it is, downtown, somewhere downtown. It's in the Eola General store. I love it. I love Eola General, first of all. It's a cute little building. We're going to use the word bodega because I want to bring that into the lexicon of Orlando. I love that word. I lived in New York for a little bit, so I feel like I'm a native New Yorker because I lived there for like cumulatively a year and a half. So I know what a bodega is. This is not a bodega, but I'd like to like bring it in. So it's a bodega-ish, bodega adjacent. And it's a cute little one-story building. It's a store. I don't know if it's officially on a store on the historic register, but it's old and it's cute. So first of all, you go to Eola General and the outside is adorable. They got this front porch. It's surrounded by these beautiful little potted plants. And you go inside and there's Swan City Bagels to your right and to your left, a bunch of beer and wine and soft drinks in this yellow lit cold case. Isn't that about murders? Murders are cold cases? Okay, speaking of murders, Swan City Bagels murdered it with these bagels. I got let me tell you something. I'm on a budget right now. I'm watching my money. You know, I got a lot of things to buy. I've got kids to feed. I have two mortgages on houses that aren't mine. Don't ask. So I wasn't really ready to try. They've got a list of delicious looking sandwiches. I didn't get those because they were like $11, $8. You know, it's not a lot of money. But right now I'm on a budget. I'm watching my money. I have houses. I've got a lot of legal fees. Don't ask. Shut up. It's none of your business. So I ordered a bagel with butter. You know, just a little snack. I'm a peckish. So I get the bagel and butter, everything bagel. I have them double toast it because I like it crispy. Let's just keep it short. So it's delicious. It was great. I sat there. They have a little bar. They have a few bar stools. And the employees were really nice, and they asked me, how's your day going? And I said, fine. You know, I was like, someone sees me! I'm laughing so hard, my chairs are rocking. If the chairs are rocking, someone's happy. So I had the bagel, and it was good. Swan City Bagels, they're in Eola General. And it's owned by, I think, a chef. And I haven't met her officially. I plan to potentially introduce myself. I never like to introduce myself to strangers because I feel like it comes off pretentious. I don't know. I'm socially awkward. But anyways, they were doing a photo shoot when I was there, and it was really cute. They all had the same t-shirts on. They went outside and did a photo shoot, and they asked me if I wanted to be in the photo shoot. And secretly, I wanted to be like, yeah, I do. Let's do this. And then I thought, oh, they'll put it on social media, and I'll become a star. I'll become a star that I should have been in my 20s. But I said, oh, no, I'm just going to eat this bagel. No, I don't want to be a, I don't need a, I don't know, I just ate the bagel. And I cried when they left. They all left the building, I cried. And I stole $20 from the cash register. Oops. Swan City Bagels, go check them out. Next story. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, Daily City. So the Daily City is putting on a new event, but this is not about us. So we're putting on a new event, and I'm touring venues to put the event into, and I toured a venue that's new to me, but it's not new to Orlando, called 1010 West Church Street. This is in Petamore, and you would never know that it is a beautiful venue because outside it looks just like every other building. Kind of old, a little bit run down, but not like too run down, and it's just kind of hidden. So someone suggested it. So I you have to book a tour, and I took a tour. It is lovely. It is, I don't know how many square feet. I wish I would have remembered that, but it's, I think it's the 1910s, 1920s era. It's got one of those rounded roofs, literally like a half circle roof. So it's huge roof. And then they've strung cafe lights from wall to wall, creating sort of a faux ceiling. And then they've covered the wall, all four walls of this giant grand hall in sort of a reclaimed wood type look. I don't think this venue is going to work out for me because it's essentially a wedding and events venue. But the type of events I do bring like 1,000, 1,500 people. And these people are, this venue is used to, you know, 75 to 150 to, you know, it's a wedding party. But I'm bringing in hordes and hordes of people. And I don't know if it's going to work out, but it might. You never know. So if you're looking for a wedding venue, this is an unpaid, unsolicited solicitation. Go check out 1010 West Church Street. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, Daily City. I attended the grand opening ceremony of the Downtown Information Center. It is now called Discover Downtown. It's been completely reimagined and renovated, and I've talked about it on the show before. It's at 201 South Orange Avenue. The grand opening, the mayor was there, city officials were there, movers and shakers were there, and I was there. The renovation doubled the size of the center. It's 3,800 square feet. My favorite part of it is the mural by Boy Kong. If you go back to the old Daily City website, which now is thedailycity.blogspot.com, and search for Boy Kong, I've written about him since, I want to say, 2012. I've been a fan for years. Everything he does, I love. I own multiple pieces that I haven't sold, and my boyfriend doesn't like them because they're, the pieces are like, they're art. So like some of them show, they're not pleasant to look at. They elicit visceral reactions that you don't necessarily want to have when you're going to sit down to sit on your couch to watch, you know, a movie. So I understand. So they live in the garage. Anyways, he did this beautiful mural. It is truly exquisite. It really is the focal point of that room. Now, they have an area of the front of the store is a store. The front area of the Welcome Center is a store. And there, a lot of the merchandise that I recognize from Orlando Flea. And I like it. I like it. I like the merchandise. It's one of those things you go in and, you know, like if you put together, if you're like me who puts together events and you're used to curating and looking at Instagram accounts and picking and choosing and who's doing better, who's doing, you know, who's the best of the best. You know, you walk around the store and you're like, yeah, I get this. This is good. You know, it's sort of like version one, right? Like everything's not perfect, but everything's a good. It's in a good direction. And they've got this company called Prismatic who's behind it, and they're really, really smart people. So I think probably in 6 months, the merchandise mix will be completely different than what it is right now. But you can definitely tell it's off to a really, really good start. And maybe one day I'll get to be in there in some form or fashion. Because I am someone who pushes makers, tells you about people who make things, and then I get you to come into my event where you buy things from these people, but I don't make anything or buy anything. But I'm like, I can do things. I can design t-shirts. I can make pencils. I can make a website. But maybe. I don't know. Anyway, okay. Next subject. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, Daily City? Question mark? I went to Luke's in Maitland. This is a restaurant owned by the same people who own two or three restaurants on Park Ave. But this one is not pretentious. No shade to the other two restaurants. But this one's not pretentious. I actually feel comfortable going in. It's in Maitland. And the interior, I will take your hand and I will tell you why that interior is perfect. It's one of those things that I have to be in the space. And I'm sort of like the horse whisperer of restaurants. I can walk into a restaurant and go, no. And here's why. Because I don't care about the food. I've said this before. I'm not a foodie. I don't care. Put toast and butter. I'm fine. A toasted bagel, perchance. And I'm fine. But if you hang a chandelier that I know you bought at a store that I know where you bought it, and if it, you know, I literally, let's go to Luke's together. Maybe have a cocktail beforehand. And I'll tell you everything right with the space. The key to Luke's is you got to show up before 7 p.m. because that's when happy hour ends. Is that right? I'm doing my math right. So we got there at 6:55. This was to celebrate my birthday 2 weeks late. And we got burgers. You get a cheeseburger for $10. They have all these appetizers for $4 and $6. Glass of wine for $6. I got some kind of cuckoo crazy fancy schmancy cocktail, which was real strong. So strong, in fact, that let's just say someone had to come pick me up and drive me home because I had multiple of those cocktails. I don't drink a lot of cocktails because I drink wine, and wine is good enough for me. It's good enough for me. It's good enough for the Goonies. Good enough for Cyndi Lauper. And Cyndi Lauper still has self-esteem. Can I tell you this? Just because Madonna won and Cyndi Lauper lost, she is still doing stuff. She did a Broadway show. She doesn't hate herself. Stop saying that. Next story. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Daily City. Okay, speaking of restaurants, I went to a restaurant in the Disney area, and it's called, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's J-A-L-E-O. And I like to be funny and say it's pronounced Yayeyo. It is a lovely building. First of all, it is, it's got to be 6 stories tall, but it's like a spaceship landed and like grew into a cauliflower with sort of 60s inspiration. It's a very presumptuous is the wrong word. It's an emphatic building. It's a, it calls your attention. And then you walk in and there's, I would say I like 98% of what I see. There is a huge, this is what I don't get. I'm going to tell you about the 2%. First of all, it's beautiful. It's lovely. Beautiful. But there is a printed mural of a beach scene. And of course, my brain goes, oh, is that Daytona Beach? It's not. But on the same mural as a beach scene, like literally, it's like showing hundreds of people on a beach. And then like you're on the beach and you're looking out onto the water and you see like an island. Then above those people is a pink chandelier printed inside that same mural. I don't understand that. And I would like to interview the designer and say, what am I trying to get from this? Because you put a pink printed mural chandelier just adjacent to the centerpiece focal point chandelier, which is nothing like a pink chandelier. And when I say pink chandelier, I need to be more specific. It's like one of those like very funny old colonial, like, you know, 8 swan neck with the goblets holding the little fake candle that you kind of traditional, like George Washington's wife, you know, picked to put over her dining room table. Then right next to it is like this crazy cuckoo black smoke glass chandelier that is almost the height of the entire building. And I'm like, why is a chandelier next to a chandelier? The other thing, the other 2% is that I like the, there's a bar, and above the bar is another huge print mural, and it's a photo, a giant photo of a, looks like a bullfighter, but you're looking at his back, and the pattern on the jacket is gorgeous. Who knows if it's hand done these days? It looks hand done, embroidery, blues, greens, yellows popping at you. But you are sitting at the bar, you're walking to the bar, you're looking at the bar, and you're looking at the back of someone. I'm not sold on that. But then I'm like, okay, what are you going to do? Show the front? Is the front of the jacket? Maybe the front of the jacket was like plainer than the back. There's something unwelcoming, I think, innately as we as animals, when we see someone with their back turned to us. We're like, we don't belong there. That's not where we belong. But the other, otherwise, the restaurant is gorgeous. And of course, I didn't eat there because it's too expensive and I'm cheap. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, next topic, Daily City. So I want to give a shout out to a local business that I've used for years called Miracle Copy. They're on Virginia Avenue or Virginia Drive in half Mills 50 District, half Ivanhoe Village. I never know which district I'm in, but I think it's Ivanhoe Village. Let's not try to be funny. This is not a comedy show. So I go and pick up my flyers and posters from them for the indoor farmers market coming up July 28th. They are gorgeous. Now, I ordered them. I said they're 11 by, I want some 11 by 17s. I have some 8 and a half, 8, 8.5 by 11s for specific venues that request 8.5 by 11. But I didn't specify the type of paper that I wanted. And so I don't care. I don't know if anybody cares about this or not, but like, they gave me the premium, the cream of the crop, the rich people paper. I mean, it's like the kind of poster you're like, is this for a Broadway show? No, it's for a farmer's market. So I was like, wow, this is very unexpected. And you're paying for it. It's $1.75 per poster. And I did not buy just one poster. So I lost my S, okay? But then I thought about it and I was like, I get it. Okay, I need to be more specific when I order my posters, because apparently all their other clients are rich people. They are graphic design houses and businesses. And anytime anyone orders an 11 by 17 print, it's always on, and it's a poster. It comes on this fancy $1.75 paper. I paid for it because I've worked with them for years and I highly recommend them. So if you do work with them, of course, tell them what kind of paper you want. But go to Miracle Copy on Virginia Avenue. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm tired of this song. Bluebird Bake Shop at 3122 Corinne Drive in Audubon Park, Garden District. Can we just call it Audubon Park District? Because I don't see any gardens. No shade to anybody. The only garden I see is the awesome garden in front of East End Market. And they've got these on the corner of Winter Park and Corinne. I can't believe I can remember those street names. There's like these pots that maybe could be considered gardens. And you never know. In this town, there's always some kind of, someone has a rooftop garden growing hydroponic lettuce. So somewhere in this village, there's probably that. But just call it Audubon Park. Anyways, Bluebird Bake Shop has been closed for multiple months because their ceiling collapsed and they had flood damage. So they've been completely closed. But they recently announced that on their Facebook page that they would be opening again in August. They'll be releasing new cupcake flavors and new sweet and savory baked good products. I love this brand because they opened in 2010, which is around the time that I started writing about city stuff. And so we both were kind of born at the same time. And I've written so many stories about them on the old blog, thedailycity.blogspot.com. If you go on there and search for Bluebird Bake Shop, you'll see like 15, 20 stories about this business. Because I don't know, mainly because I lived right near there. And so like whenever they had a new product. And also cupcakes were really big back in the day. They still are, but you know, like they were like a really hot food, so I was writing a lot. It's all about traffic. It's all about clicks. So they're going to come back in August. I'm really excited because they've been out of commission for a long time. So good for them. We'll get some cupcakes. We'll get to support a local business. Beatles! The Orlando Games Con, a 3-day, 24-hour local board game convention, is going to be taking place this fall. It's going to be an annual event. This is the first time they're doing it. And it's going to take place at the Sheraton Orlando North Hotel. It'll be November 1st and 3rd. The organizers will have a full library of games, new game releases, play-to-wins, raffles, vendors, a flea market. What? What? Flea market? What? What? Orlando Flea? What? Local designers, tournaments, and more. So these are board games. I don't want to attend this event, but maybe you do. And I think it's great whenever somebody creates a new event. So Orlando Games Con 2019. For more information, go to Tabletop Events. All right, we're going to go to the next subject without the song. Okay, we don't need the song. Plans were submitted for courtesy review by the Appearance Review Board of a new 26-story mixed-use development project currently called Magnolia Mixed-Use Tower. Magnolia. You can smell the honeysuckle and the magnolia and the hoop skirts. That's going to go in at 319 North Magnolia Avenue in downtown. It has 232 multifamily units, around 15,000 square feet of office space, 6,000 square feet of ground floor retail. Yay, ground floor retail. Ground floor retail. We love it. But I'm going to tell you something, developers. I understand when you put in retail, you want to get the Dunkin' Donuts to sign for the 20-year lease and guaranteed by a national, international conglomerate. But come on, give us a break. If you are dead set on that, and you're like, if you're local, you got to pay this $5,000 a month. Why don't you take one of your spaces and divide it up? Let me pick your vendors for you. Let me do some curating. And you can put like multiple local businesses in the same space. So together they can pay your outrageous rent. Let's get some local businesses downtown, because we're on our way to like a lot of chains. And it's not all chains. I mean, New Moon Market just opened and they're brand new, you know, and they have their own space, which is fantastic. So Magnolia Mixed Use Tower, the exterior design of the building consists of a large rectangular podium base with the residential units covered in glass on top of the podium. So picture like a big fat birthday cake at the bottom, like I think it's like 4 or 5 stories. And then on top of it is the where everybody lives. It's really cute. A 6-pump, 5,400 square foot racetrack gas station is coming to the corner of Colonial and Fern Creek at 1601 East Colonial Drive in the Mills 50 district. The property is located across the street from a 7-Eleven built in 2013, built on the site of a former gas station turned scooter shop and an auto repair shop built in 1955. No. The 7-Eleven was built on a former gas station turned scooter shop. And then, so that's on one corner. On one corner is this 6-pump, soon to be built, 5,400 square foot racetrack gas station. And on the other corner is a 1955 auto repair shop that's going to be demolished and replaced by a Starbucks. This is going to be a good corner. It's going to be really good. I don't want to shade. I don't want to be negative, but it's a lot of chains, you know. And look, we all need gas. We all need I go to Starbucks constantly. But I wish there was just someone looking out for intersections, because they're really important. Like, we stop there at the stoplights, we look, it's our time to pause. And when every intersection is, you know, chains and whatnot, it gets a little monotonous and mundane. So I wish somebody was looking out for that. But ultimately, the mighty dollar speaks, and I understand that. And speaking of mighty dollars, you can sponsor the Daily City Podcast by emailing me, mark@thedailycity.com. And we'll talk about you nicely, because you can see I can be nice, and you can pay us, and we'll talk about you. All right, we're going to wrap it up. This has been the Orlando Opinions Show. I'm Mark Baratelli. Go to our blog, thedailycity.com/blog. Go to our Instagram, @thedailycity. And always, always use our hashtag that we've been using since like 2009. Orlando is wonderful. Thanks for listening. Bye.
A PFT Media production.